KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at sports this morning as Exira EHK alum Evan Hansen clinched his third straight NAIA National Wrestling Championship on Saturday to help Grandview to their eighth consecutive national championship. Hansen won by decision in the 197-pound championship 6-4 over Isaac Bartell of MSU Northern to complete a 19-1 season record. The Kimbleton native helped Grandview rack up 219 team points, 134 points ahead of second place Lindsey Wilson. Grandview becomes just the second university nationally to claim eight straight national titles, joining the University of Iowa in Division I. The Vikings are now one of three programs in NAIA history to possess eight total titles. That NAIA National Championship was held in Des Moines at the Richard O. Jacobson Exhibition Center at the State Fairgrounds. Well, Trainer made sure this championship game ended on a much happier note than the last time the Cardinals played in the finals. All-tournament captain Connor Sudman scored 17 points, and Trainer played outstanding defense in beating Grundy Center 48-30 to win the Class 2A Girls State Championship on Saturday. Trainer handed the top-ranked Spartans their first loss of the season and sent them home with a loss in the championship game for the second straight year. Trainer jumped on top early and never let up. The Cardinals made seven of their first eight shots to build a 15-7 first quarter lead. They were up as many as 15 in the first half. Grundy Center drew to 31-25 at the start of the fourth quarter. That left the Spartans time for a rally, but their offense stalled and managed only one basket the rest of the way as Trainer pulled away with a patient, efficient ball-handling attack. Trainer got back to the championship game after a tough 51-48 loss to Western Christian in the 2017 finals, a game in which Trainer was hurt by a charging call against Sudman in the final seconds. The Cardinals had been undefeated going into that one. Stogdill finished with 9 points on 3 three-pointers, and Kayla Chapman also scored 9 for the Cardinals as they close with a 26-1 record. Chapman joined Sudman on the all-tournament team over the weekend. Also on Saturday in the final girls state championship games in the 4A title game, it was North Scott over Marion 50-49, while in the 1A championship game, Newell Fonda defeated West Hancock 76-52. Well, the Western Iowa Conference announced its all-conference girls basketball teams for the year. Among the first team selections, Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia. She was the only unanimous pick. Also, Kayla Chapman of Trainer, Connor Sudman of Trainer, Alexa Arnholtz of IKM Manning, Kinsey Scheffler of AHSTW, Aaliyah Hermanson of Audubon, Gabby Caldwell of IKM Manning. They were all named as the first team selections. Morrison was named as the most valuable player. Second team picks include Claire Harris of AHSTW, Claire Denning of AHSTW, Lily DeHeer of Tri-Center, Marissa Anderson of Tri-Center, Emily Thompson of Logan Magnolia, Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia, and Sydney Huseman of Trainer. On the boys' side, the WIC All-Conference teams were announced as well. First team picks include Tate Colleen of Audubon, who was named the most valuable player in the conference, John Schwarty of Trainer, Alex Lingle of IKM Manning, Jack Stogdill of Trainer, Jack Tarks of Trainer, Lane Lawson of Audubon, and Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer make up the first team. Second team selections include Matt Sutmilk of Logan Magnolia, Caden Smith of Audubon, Jalen Humphrey of Underwood, Blake Hall of Underwood, Brady Huebner of Tri-Center, Leighton Nelson of Tri-Center, and Clayton Akers of AHSTW. Well, the boys' state basketball championship week gets underway today with 7 games in Des Moines. They start at 9:30 this morning with the Class 1A quarterfinals as top seed Grandview Christian will face St. Albert in the opening game of the week. Montezuma will play Bishop Garrigan. Prince of Peace in Clinton will face Remsen St. Mary's. Sioux Central will play Alburnett to round out the 1A quarterfinals. 2A quarterfinals get underway then later on this afternoon with Boyd and Hull facing Iowa City Regina, South Hamilton playing Rock Valley, and Van Meter facing Dyke New Hartford. Those games all in Des Moines. Iowa's Megan Gustafson celebrated Senior Day with 34 points and 12 rebounds as the Hawkeyes beat Northwestern 74-50 yesterday. The Hawkeyes finished the regular season with a mark of 23-6.
I mean, there was a lot of, you know, outside stuff going on with, you know, family coming in and, you know, being our guaranteed last home game. But I thought we did a nice job of just preparing, you know, like it's any other game.
The Hawkeyes finished second in the Big Ten, closed the regular season at 15-0 at home.
To go undefeated on your home court during this Big Ten season and non-conference season, I think that's an amazing accomplishment. Certainly we would have loved to win the Big Ten, but to finish outright second in this tough of a conference is another good accomplishment.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament gets underway later this week. Well, the Drake women have regained sole possession of first place in the Missouri Valley Conference. The Bulldogs built an 18-point lead, then held off a second-half rally for a 70-61 win at Missouri State. The Bulldogs held on despite struggling on offense in the fourth quarter.
Especially in that fourth quarter, we've got to be able to really find a way. And again, you've got to credit your opponent on that, because I do think they did some things. But this whole weekend, I think, you know, we're coming away with this on the road. This is a tough trip. And so for us to be able to go 2-0 is a really big deal.
That's Drake coach Jenny Branchick. The Bulldogs have a one-game lead on the Bears with two games remaining in conference play. In men's college hoops, Marquette became the fourth and final top 10 team to lose this weekend, joining Kentucky, Michigan State, and Houston. Creighton came into Milwaukee with a 6-9 record in the Big East before Martin Crample scored 19 points and Tyshawn Alexander added 14 to lead the Blue Jays' 66-60 win over the 10th-ranked Golden Eagles. Also yesterday, 9th-ranked Michigan improved to 15-4 in the Big Ten, holding off number 17 Maryland 69-62. And it was number 25 Washington beating Stanford 62-61. Well, the reigning NASCAR Cup champion has his first victory of the season. Joey Logano held off teammate Brad Keselowski to win Sunday's race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's Logano's 22nd career victory and first in 11 starts at Vegas, although he won an Xfinity Series race at the track in 2017. Keselowski drove up from 19th to take the lead with 27 laps left, but his hopes for back-to-back victories were dashed when Logano passed him while getting held up by lapped traffic. Third-place finisher Kyle Busch was unable to recover from a mid-race speeding penalty in his hometown Driver's Quest for the third three-race weekend sweep in NASCAR history. The first race under NASCAR's full new rules package produced a caution-free event that still had some exciting action up front, including a couple of wild restarts after the two-segment breaks. In golf, Keith Mitchell sank a 15-foot birdie putt in the final hole to win the Honda Classic for his first PGA Tour victory. Mitchell closed with a 3-under-67 to help finish at 9-under-271 at PGA National. That was one stroke better than Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler. Mitchell was tied for the lead after 36 holes and was tied for second going into Sunday. He birdied four of the final seven holes for his first win as a pro, including stints on the Web.com and Latino America tours. Marco Mira claimed his first PGA Champions Tour victory in more than 8 years by finishing four shots ahead of four others in the Color Guard Classic in Tucson. He had a one-shot lead going into the final round, stretched it to four going into the back nine. And at 62 years, 1 month, and 17 days, he's the fourth oldest winner in the history of the 50 and over tour. Well, the USGA says it will meet with Justin Thomas in the coming days in response to his criticisms over some of the game's newest rules changes. The world's number three player in the USGA engaged a bit over Twitter during the weekend and then chatted offline as well. USGA Senior Managing Director of Championships John Bodenhammer says he has arranged a meeting with Thomas. This week's Honda Classic provided a plethora of rules-related issues, some of them involving Thomas. Iowa's tight ends fared well at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Mackey Award winner T.J. Hockenson told Howard Griffith on the Big Ten Network that he's remained in Iowa City and is working with strength coach Chris Doyle to help prepare for the draft.
No, I love the University of Iowa. I love Coach Doyle. I love being part of that program. So I wanted to, Coach Doyle knows my body better than anyone, so I wanted to stay there and just grind with him.
Hawkins had talked about the possibility that both he and Noah Fant could be selected in the first round.
It'd be a lot of fun. That's a first. It's cool. Noah's a great player. He was my teammate for 3 years, so just super excited.
The NFL draft is coming up in April on the 25th through the 27th in Nashville. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.